separation. The Vidyadhara said, "Dear Lord, this human form of body is meant for attaining the highest perfectional objective. But impelled by your external energy, the living entity misidentifies himself with his body and with the material energy, and therefore, influenced by Maya, he wants to become happy by material enjoyment. He is misled and always attracted by temporary illusory happiness. But your transcendental activities are so powerful that if one engages in the hearing and chanting of these topics, he can be delivered from illusion." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The human form of life is called Artada because the body can very nicely help the embodied soul to achieve the highest perfection. Prahlad Maharaj said that even though temporary, the body can give us the highest perfectional achievement. In the process of evolution from the lower to the higher grade of living, the human form of life is a great boon. But Maya is so strong that in spite of the human form of life, that in spite of achieving this great boon of the human form of life, we are influenced by temporary material happiness and we forget our goal of life. We are attracted by things which will cease to exist. The beginning of such attraction is the temporary body in this horrible condition of life. There is only one way of liberation: to engage in the activities of transcendental chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The words Yushmat Katamrita Nishevaka mean those who engage in relishing the nectar of the topics of your lordship. There are two narrative books which especially concern the words and activities of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is the instruction given by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the book containing topics exclusively about Krishna and his devotees. These two books are the special nectar of the words of Krishna. For those who engage in the preaching of these two Vedic literatures, it is very easy to get out of the illusory, conditional life imposed upon us by Maya. The illusion is that the conditioned soul does not try to understand his spiritual identity. He is more interested in his external body, which is only a flash and which will be finished as soon as the time is designated. The whole atmosphere will change when the living entity has to transmigrate from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya, he will again be satisfied in a different atmosphere. This spell of Maya is called Avaranatmika Shakti because it is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in any abominable condition. Even if he is born as a worm living within the intestine or abdomen in the midst of urine and stool, still he is satisfied. This is the covering influence of Maya. But the human form of life is a chance to understand. And if one misses this opportunity, he is most unfortunate. This way to get out. The way to get out of illusory Maya is to engage in the topics of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advocated a process whereby everyone may remain in his present position without change, but simply hear from the proper authoritative sources about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advised everyone to spread the words of Krishna. He advised, "All of you become spiritual masters. Your duty is simply to talk to whomever you meet of Krishna or of the instructions given by Krishna." The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is operating for this purpose. We do not ask anyone to first change his position and then come to us. Instead, we invite everyone to come with us and simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we know that if one simply chants and hears the topics of Krishna, one's life will change, he will see a new light, and his life will be successful. Vidyadhara, vidyadhara uchu, tanmaya yartam, abhipatya kaleva resmin, kutva mamaham iti durmatirut patyai svai, kshiptopyasat vishaya lalasa atma moham, yushmat katamrita nishevaka udyud jasya, om agyanatimaram dasya, gyananjana, shalakaya, shuran miratanjena tasmaya shigravena. Although one has obtained this material body, it's temporary. It's asat. Nevertheless, it's called artada because it has value. It is like a ship.
Oh yeah, and before.
And when one boards the ship, a good ship, he can cross the ocean. So similarly, when one receives this human form of life, this human body, it is a great opportunity. Manusham durlabham janma. Very rare opportunity out of 8,400,000 species. To get human form is rare. It is said that in every species of life, janame janame pita mata pai, one gets a father and mother. But if one gets the opportunity to get Guru Krishna, Guru and Krishna, that is considered the most bhajahari eye. Then he engages in devotional service. His position is most fortunate. So the spiritual master is compared to the captain of the ship. And the Vedas are called Vedamata, or the mothers. Spiritual master is compared to the father, also captain and also father. And just as the father and mother combine to give birth, so the father, spiritual master, and the Vedas combine together to give second birth, dvija. Dvija means second birth. It also refers to birds. They're also called dvija because they're born twice. First out of, they come out in an egg, and then they come out of the egg. So the second birth in spiritual life doesn't mean just taking another material body, but it means the product of the Vedas and the spiritual master. That's the real second birth. Samskaret bhavet dvija. When one takes initiation from the bona fide spiritual master, who is a brahmana, course he's a Brahmana, otherwise how can he be a spiritual master? He must be Vaishnava. Guru na sasyat, svajano na sasyat. There's another verse that describes that unless one is a devotee or Vaishnava, Vaishnava Svapacho Guru. I don't remember that verse. But unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot be considered guru. The impersonalists then are not really gurus, because guru is supposed to lead you across the ocean of material existence and take you to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the duty. Samashita ye parapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho marare bhavam buddhir vatsapadam padam padam padama padam yadri padam natesham. The lotus feet of Krishna are like a boat for taking one across the ocean. And the spiritual master is the captain of the boat. That means, which boat is it? It's the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the boat. So how can he be a guru? How can he be a captain of the ship if he doesn't accept the lotus feet of Krishna? If he says, Krishna, God has no feet, how can he accept the boat? If God has no feet, then there's no boat. Therefore he must be a Vaishnava. And a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. He has all the qualities of a Brahmana. How does he develop them? He doesn't have to separately endeavor for them, nor does he have to wait to take his birth in a Brahmin family. He may not be born in a Brahmin family. He may be born in a Swapacha family, family of dog eaters. But if he's trained by a bona fide spiritual master, then, and given initiation, then he's to be considered a Brahmana. Just as bell metal, when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, is turned into gold. Tata kanchana kamsa rasa vidanataha. Similarly by diksha, tata kanchana tam yati kamsam rasa vidanataha. Rasa means quicksilver or mercury. So by combining mercury with bell metal, heating them in a particular process becomes gold. Similarly, tata diksha vidanena, by the proper initiation of a bona fide spiritual master, dvijatvam jayate nrinam, he becomes actually twice born. He becomes a Brahmana. So it doesn't matter what type of human body one has. Generally speaking, if one gets a body of born in a Shudra family, or born as a woman, woman's body, or born as, and even in a Vaishya family or lower, this is considered a disadvantage. And it is a disadvantage. There's no doubt. There are, these bodies have disadvantages built in. However, the advantage, especially in this age, is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, has made the process of self-realization very easy And just as easy for those who are not so elevated in birth or philosophy or culture or pious activities. Mami Bhakti Vyapasritya Yepi Supapayonaya Striyo Vaishas Tatashudras Yepi Janti Parangatim. Krishna said, everyone, even those of lower birth, women, Vaishyas and Shudras, can attain the supreme destination. How? By engaging in devotional service. How to engage in devotional service? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the answer. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirnyata. Engage in the Sankirtan movement. That means to practice Krishna consciousness, apani achari. First of all, before preaching, one has to behave properly. Bhakti sikayunu. It's not that one is still smoking and engaging in improper activities and he's preaching. The preaching will have no proper effect. Should behave properly, then preach. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the example. He came as a devotee, not as God himself, but as God's devotee, to show us how, in this age, without hypocrisy, one should be a devotee of the Lord. There are so many people preaching now, having sermons every Sunday or other days, getting up there and saying, you know, we have to stop sinning. You know, what is it? Sit. Burn. What is it? Repent or burn. More or less, that's their slogan. Repent or burn. So what does it mean, repent? Repent means feel bad. Feel sorry about your past sins. Okay? And if you don't do that, then you're going to burn in hell. That's the essence. So that's very nice. We should repent. But the proper standard is that you repent and you vow, I'll never do these things again. Just like Jagai and Madhai, they committed so many sins, even to the point of harming Nityananda Prabhu, the most merciful of all personalities. There's no one more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu. He was even trying to save them, and still they attacked him. So Lord Chaitanya was prepared to kill them. He's Krishna, and he has all kinds of nice weapons ready to kill the demons. Sudarshan Chakra is the foremost. So he was invoking his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu requested him, please deliver these fallen souls, because in this age of Kali, everyone's like Jagai and Madai. They're all sinful. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everyone. And in this incarnation, you didn't come for killing. Suvarnavarno Hemango Charangas Chandanangadi Sanyasakrit Shama Shanta Shanti Nishta Parayana. This describes the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, that he will be very peaceful, Shanti. So peaceful, also there are many descriptions in the other Vedas, that the Lord will come and he'll be very peaceful. That's mentioned several times, peaceful, peaceful. And he'll be chanting, and peaceful. It doesn't say anything about killing. So Nityananda Prabhu reminded Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya was so angry, he was prepared to give up all the, to forego all the predictions, to counteract. He didn't care that the scriptures said he was supposed to be peaceful. He was so angry at these demons for attacking Nityananda Prabhu, he was prepared to break his own promise, because the scriptures are prepared by him. But Nityananda Prabhu convinced him, no, no, please deliver them. Just as Krishna was so angry at Bhishmadev when Bhishma was about to kill Arjuna that he picked up a weapon, although he promised he would not do so, to protect his devotees. So this is the topmost feature of the Lord, Kunteya Pratijanihi Nabe Bhakta Pranasiti, that I will always give protection to my devotee. So he agreed to deliver them. They fell down at his feet, Jagai and Madai. But he said, I'll forgive you, but you can never commit these sins again. Do you promise? And they said, yes. That was initiation. That's what initiation means. Do you promise? I'll free you from all sinful reactions, but never do it again. That's initiation. Serious vows. And Jagai and Madai, they knew that, of course, in this case, it was even more dramatic. In our case, it's not so dramatic because we may not risk being killed at the next moment if we say no. They had two choices. If they say, well, we may commit these sins again, my lord, then all right, finished. So it was one or the other. Actually, it's the same for us. It's one or the other for us. If we say, well, I'm not sure, I'll try my best, we're finished. We're destroyed. This, maybe I'll try my best, this means we're drinking poison. Hari hari bipale janama goainu manusha janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya. I got this human form of life, but I'm so unfortunate, I'm so fallen, that I drank poison willingly instead of worshipping Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna, the most merciful, most attractive, but instead I drank poison, Vishaya. This word Vishaya is used here. It's interesting because the word Vishaya means sense gratification, and it also means poison. Because sense gratification is poison for the living entity. Just like sometimes at the Sunday feast, you may have seen a big gulab jamun. Do you have sometimes gulab jamuns at the Sunday feast here? Not so much. Anyway, so sometimes there are gulab jamuns at the Sunday feast or Janmashtami or something coming up. So the flies or the bees they're attracted by the honey, the sweetness of the gulab jamun. So what do? They swarm around and finally they go, they blop right into the gulab jamun juice. We've seen it. And they commit, for them it's suicide. Because once they get, I mean for a few minutes, for a few seconds, they're going to enjoy like anything because, you know, they like the sweet taste. But it's death for them. So gulab jamun juice or gulab jamuns for bees is death. Sweet death. But death. And death is bitter. So similarly, sense gratification for us is death. Maybe sweet death. Just like they're thinking, well, if I have to die, let me die, you know, in my beloved's arms. That's the desire of everyone. To die in the embrace of my beloved. Or to die on some, you know, of an overdose of intoxication. They consider that sweet death. They have so many different conceptions of a sweet death. Some people think of dying a sweet death in their home, you know, surrounded by relatives, mourning them, crying. There are different types of sweet death. But it's death. Sense gratification. We have to learn to hate sense gratification. Right now, we don't hate it. We love it. We're attracted to it, just like the bees are attracted to the gulab jamun juice. Or just like the moths are attracted to the fire, to the light of the fire, they're attracted. Or just as the elephant is attracted to the female elephant who's trained to run just next to a covered pit, and the elephant falls in, not knowing. Or as the fish is attracted to the worm on the hook and is killed. Similarly, we're attracted to the sense objects, and this is destroying us, life after life. But now we have the human form of life. There's no more time for sense gratification. We've done everything. We've enjoyed our senses in every possible combination of ways, as female, as male, as demigod, as ant, as tree, as dog, as intellectual, as worker. You name it, we've done it. Everything. It's all finished. Now it's time to get serious. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now it's time to inquire about spiritual life. No more time to waste. No more lifetimes. Therefore, the Vidyadharas are reminding us that the powerful message, Tvadvirya Tvadvirya Gayana, Mahamrita Magna Chitto, Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not afraid, Naidvod Vijay Para Dura Vaitaranyas, Duratyaya Vaitaranyas. He said, I'm not afraid of crossing the Vaitarani. Vaitarani is the considered to be the separation. In order to get over into the spiritual world, you have to cross this river, Vaitarani. It's considered to be very long. It's like an ocean. It's like we're saying. So he says, I'm not afraid of crossing that. But Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. Why? Because I'm trained up. My Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, trained me how to chant your glories, how to chant and hear about you. Therefore, I have no difficulty for myself. Shocheta Tobi Mukacheta Se Indriyarta. But I'm lamenting for the mudhas. Maya Sukaya Paramudvahato Vimudha. I'm lamenting for these fools and rascals who are making big, big plans to enjoy in this material world. And I'm trying to save them. This is the mood of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is what ISKCON is all about. If someone wants to be a Babaji, or someone wants to be a solo meditator or something else, this is not the mood of this movement. This movement is in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That means extending the hands to the fallen souls. Why? One, because Krishna likes it. Two, because why not save them? You were saved. Someone extended their hand to you. Why don't you save others? And three, that by extending your hand to others, you'll be saved that much faster. If you want to get Krishna's mercy the fastest, become a preacher. Give Krishna consciousness to others. Or at least assist others who are able. Everyone in the company, it's a huge company, in the thousands of people, everyone has to make sure the wheels keep turning. Or in show business, they say the show must go on. Whatever it takes. Sometimes there's stories about performers who have to perform in very difficult circumstances. Just in, for example, just before I came here in New Vrindavan, the Bhaktivedanta players were present. Or what are they called? Yeah, Bhaktivedanta players. So they gave a performance about the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the devotees, in the course of the play, had there was some fireworks or something that was forget exactly what it was, something that fireworks, one of the props. So it exploded and he hurt his hand. But he went on with the show. No one knew. None of the audience knew. Only afterwards we found out that it was actually, you know, quite a... So the point is, the show must go on, the wheels must keep turning, and the Sankirtan movement must keep expanding. As many towns and villages as there are on the face of the earth, the preaching must go on. The name of the Lord must be chanted there. Jaridake tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara gyai guru hana tare desh. Everyone must become a guru. It's not that guru is only one person. Srila Prabhupada didn't want to be the last guru. This is such a bogus philosophy. That Prabhupada's teachings totally 100% the opposite direction. Prabhupada wanted everyone to become guru, and they're saying he didn't want anyone to become guru. What a nonsense philosophy. Prabhupada wanted everyone to become guru. When he was asked, who will be your successor? He said, anyone who takes up the mission, anyone who takes it up, is qualified. So, don't be swayed by these... You should expect there's going to be chaos. Prabhupada is the Acharya and now he's disappeared. You should expect there's going to be so many pseudo-philosophies, pseudo-ISKCONs. There'll be so many of them. And they'll look just like, almost like the real thing, the real ISKCON. But don't be deceived. Stay with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport. He doesn't mention all Vaishnava societies and Gaudiya. He says, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Oh, but what about the others? Are they not bona fide? Yes, they may be preaching God consciousness. That's very nice. We encourage them. Not only Gaudiya societies, but also Christians and Jews and Muslims, anyone who's preaching or practicing love of God is encouraged by this movement. But this movement is still unique. And if anyone wants to make the most rapid advancement and please Lord Chaitanya the most, then they should join this movement. And once you join it, then you should stay with it. It's like once you take vows, once you take initiation from the spiritual master, it's considered offensive to go looking for another spiritual master. If someone goes to someone else saying, well, Guru Maharaj, please give me permission, I want to get some higher teachings from someone else, that may be offensive. And if one offends the spiritual master, then his spiritual life is ruined. So thank you very much. Are there any questions, comments? Okay, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.